fifth question. Does the ministry staff demonstrate a servant-hearted concern for those to whom they minister? Does the organization serve people, or does it simply administer programs? You know, sometimes with programs, people can fall through the cracks in the name of accomplishing very visible achievements. Do these people who work with the ministry demonstrate a spirit of servanthood and humility, or is there a presumption or a self-importance or an arrogance? Is this ministry more concerned about its image or what it actually does? Is it better at talking about ministry or actually doing the ministry that it's talking about? Now, some organizations excel at both. Some organizations excel at doing the ministry and talking about the ministry. But some organizations excel at the doing and are very poor at the talking. And they are very worthy of support. And one of the things we do in our ministry, and I know some of the rest of you have been in this position too, is where you look at their little mimeographed reports and that sort of thing, and then you just feel like, this is a great work. I've seen this. It's tremendously effective. And then we start doing what Proverbs says in terms of we start speaking up for them. Boy, here's a ministry that's really worthy of support. But as I said, while some are good at both the talking and the doing, and some are good at the doing and not at the talking, there's one more alternative. Some are very good at the talking, but not very good at the doing. And that is where you just really need to get up close and make sure you understand what's actually going on.